Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a fall fun event that the Beef Council is involved in.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is the official sponsor of the PBAR Farms Corn Maze in Hydro, Oklahoma this fall. The Corn Maze features the Beef Checkoff slogan, "Beef, it's what's for dinner," in vivid fashion, especially from the sky. We believe the event will be a great educational opportunity for families, an excellent way for them to learn about beef in a very lively environment. The Corn Maze opened on September 18th and runs through October 31st. Throughout the maze, visitors will come across multiple decision-making points with questions on beef's nutrition and sustainability. If the visitors answer the questions correctly, it will give them the correct way to turn, completing the puzzle faster while becoming more educated on beef. So beef will also be featured in educational information provided to visiting schools. To learn more about this wonderful family fun opportunity, visit PBAR Farms on Facebook.
Thanks, Heather. And to learn about how the Beef Checkoff is working hard for you, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Livestock futures today finished higher across the board. There was quite a bit of differentiation between the different months, but the October live's up 90 at 125.67. We had some cash this week, 122 to 124. But the live cattle in October, which expired about 2 weeks, up today. The next month, December, up $1.47 at 130.47. So we're back above that 130 level on the December. This also went and retouched the previous high from about four trading days ago. We've rallied over $5 off of the low. February, $1.12 higher at 134.67. The highest month of all the feeder cattle is April at 137.57, up 107. October feeders, 85 cents higher at 158.50. The November's up $1.30 at 162.27. We've touched this 50% retracement and 50%. Our 50-day moving average on the Novembers, both are right here. We're also against the high 2 days ago. So that high becomes pretty heavy resistance here after we sold off from that high 2 days ago. It's also one of those technical terms, the doji star cross, or where the market opens and closes at the same time or same price, happened 2 days ago. So we'll see if that has any impact on the technicals of the market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised springbred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Paul Kofsky at GrondikeRanch.com or watch the auction live at LiveAuctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch Sale, October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures higher across the board. We had corn up 4.5 at 516.75. The March is up 3.75, 525.75. That market never got down to $5 on the December. We're kind of wanting to retest those lows back in September, but it hasn't yet. We're still below the moving averages, so maybe the downtrend is still intact. Beans rebounded today, 8 to 11 higher, with November up 11 at 12.06 1/4. Harvest is making pretty good progress across the Midwest. I think we're going to have a pretty big crop. Yields might be a little bit lower than expected, but still really good. It's still really good compared to normal. We're going to have somewhere around a 15 billion bushel corn crop. So that could weigh on the market as we move forward. The wheats were higher here. Kansas City D's up 9.25 at 731. We have seen some hedge pressure for the next year, July, at 735.5. People are buying fertilizer and realizing that it is extremely high, so they're trying to lock in some of that $7-plus Kansas City wheat. Today's Minneapolis wheat was 10 to 11 higher. And then, of course, cotton's a hot topic. It rallied today. December cotton up 324 at 107.10. The March cotton up 311 at 104.95. And the stock market today rallying back. It's up about 500 points, nearly 35,000 in the Dow Jones.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.